Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Alito here. It's been my first recording of me having my monologue, talking about things that I always keep on my mind. There are a lot of things I want to talk about, and mostly is about me questioning many things. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I always think like I want to make something that will exist time to time, or maybe even eternal, and as a remember, like as a reminder, I mean, that Alito is exist. So I always wanted to do things like this, like for a long period of time. And yeah, unfortunately I never had the chance, or maybe the importance of having this monologue is not necessarily, or maybe I was just busy of my assignments or errands and stuffs. Yeah, so I had been through a lot of things before I chose, or I decided to go here. And then there is this first issue. The first issue is about, I guess the very first thing is about starting. Everything has start and the finish line, so I guess start doing is the first issue. What I want to talk about is like, what are the things we should start, and how do we start those things? It's like life itself has to start since we were born, so that would count as the start of our life. And then we will have another starts, like the first day of school. That means the starting of our school life. And then the start of a relationship, maybe, or even other starts, like how to start driving, how to start playing video games maybe. And yeah, there are so many stuffs that we could start. And so we already know, maybe we already know how to start it, how to start every single thing that we want to do. But is that for real? I mean, like, do we really know how to start things? It's like sometimes we are not sure whether we really know how to start or not. So that's a big issue, because we, most of us, have, you know, tons of willingness. Like, I want to do this, I want to do that, but the biggest problem is that we don't really know, or we don't really sure how to start. So how do we actually start something? The reason behind this issue is that we tend to procrastinate everything. I guess that's a human behavior or something like that. Basically, we want to postpone everything when we actually want to start something. For example, like my biggest procrastination is that every time I need to do my work, I always procrastinate and, you know, sort of things. And then you know how it ends. Like, maybe I will fall asleep or something like that. Maybe I will just go out and get some dinner or lunch or any kind of foods, and then forget about my work. See, that's one issue. And then, you know, if we are having that procrastinate issue, we always need to remember why we started. Like, why are we doing this? Why are we starting it? And that is exactly the reason why I decided to start this thing. I decided to having this monologue because I'm tired of procrastinating myself not to do it, because this kind of thing is actually healing myself. I don't have anything else to do because I don't feel like I want to do anything else. Sometimes I just want to sit down in my couch, or maybe in the middle of somewhere, like green fields or something like that, and just to stare at the green areas itself, because this kind of thing actually helps me. So that is why I want to do this, and that is why I want to start doing this. But it's not only about me, isn't it? What about us? What about every one of us who has the different things to do? Maybe I'm not an expert to give solutions because I am not a psychiatrist or something like that, but I just want to share what I know or what I feel. And the biggest mistake is that we are afraid of trying. Yeah, I feel like we always afraid of trying something new or to start something new. We are afraid that we don't really know how to do it in a good way, or even we are not sure why are we doing this instead of doing the other things. And it's not a bad thing at all, because, you know, it feels like a precaution. You are not sure about yourself. But
that's also the mistake, because you need to know, or you need to feel right about yourself. Like, I know that society always blame us of everything we are doing or we did in the past, but they don't really know us. Maybe that's one thing, society, that's one thing that we are afraid of, that will lead us to this fear of trying something new or to start something new. But you know, it's not only external, but we need to make it internally acceptable. We need to know that you are capable of doing things, and that every one of us has the ability and also the capability of doing awesome things that we don't even realize that we could do it. So the only thing that will make us feel that way, or even understand it and realize it, is to try, give it a start. Like, if you want to do writing, or even being a YouTuber like PewDiePie, or even being a model, or any kind of artist, yeah, basically everything you want yourself to be, you should give yourself a try. That's the simplest way to know and to realize your abilities, and realize that you are someone. You have the ability to become someone, a big person. And the only way to make it true is to start. So I guess that's the importance of start doing something. Even though there are thousands of things that could drown us down, always try to find one thing that lifts you up. I guess that's my first monologue I want to share with you. I hope you enjoy it, and we can always have discussions about it, whether maybe you agree or disagree about my opinion. I would like to hear them all. A little over and out.